Listener Production.
A driver killed after hitting a power pole at Bilbil. Weather experts urge locals to brace for more heavy rain and Mural fully booked ahead of this year's silo kick. Today's weather, a rainy day across the region, the chance of a storm heading for tops of 19 in Wagga and 24 in Griffith. I'm Scott Leake and welcome to Riverina Local News. Tragedy on our region's roads. A driver has died after their car hit a power pole in Bilbil at the intersection of Burley Griffin Way and McDonald Road on Wednesday. Police say the sole occupant of the vehicle was killed at the scene and is yet to be formally identified. The Weather Bureau is urging Riverina locals to prepare for storms now, with conditions set to worsen as we head toward the weekend. Several flood warnings and watches are current for catchments across the region, including Narrandra, Balranald and Darlington Point. We're also set to see up to 35 mils fall on Friday. Meteorologist Miriam Bradbury says if you're headed out, bring an umbrella.
As we go towards the end of the week, though, that's when we're going to see the second rain system start to move across. So through Friday, we'll see those showers increasing, bringing us the potential for some heavier falls once again. And with any storms, as is always the case, we could see the rainfall totals pushing up a bit higher as well.
Homeowners across the Riverina are feeling the pinch after a sixth consecutive rate rise by the RBA. It's lifted the cash rate by 0.25% rather than half in a move dubbed the lesser of two evils. Median house values are now sitting at $462,000. Real Estate Institute spokesperson Wayne Stewart says the market's simply correcting itself after the COVID boom.
We saw unrealistic prices achieved purely because there was a shortage in the market and there was a panic in the market. What we've seen is the panic disappear from the market, and so prices have returned to what they really should be, not necessarily a greatly reduced price, but where they should have been.
More on the cost of living. It's been 1 week since the fuel excise cut expired, and since then we've been watching local prices climb. Unleaded in Wagga is this morning averaging $1.62 a litre, while in Griffith it's $1.65. Economist Suzanne Maloney says it's important to focus first on the big dollar items in our budget amid the cost of living crisis.
Don't have it on a credit card. Don't do the afterpay. Try to consolidate that lending into sort of a product that's got a smaller interest rate. Check and shop around.
And a yearly post-season pilgrimage is returning to the Riverina, with the Mural Silo Kick getting underway on Saturday. It'll see hundreds of travellers try their luck at kicking a footy over the 30-metre-high concrete silos, raising cash for Can Assist. President Jason Bryce says this year they'll be celebrating an important milestone.
Yeah, well, it's 30 years this year, and Robbie Harper, a local legend here, a little football, he's won it about 8 times, and his nephew Jack Harper at the moment, he's won it 3 years in a row, and I got a fair idea he'll probably win it again on Saturday.
Checking sport, cricket, New South Wales has named its under-19s state challenge country squads. There's three local faces within the 13-man country Kangaroos team: South Wagga's Jake Scott and Hayden Watling, and Griffith's Hayden Fauna. That's all for this episode of Riverina Local News. For more news and opinion, download the Listener app.
From Listener and the Royal Institution of Australia, I'm Dr. Sophie Calabretto, and this is The Science Briefing, a new podcast about the science of everything. Twice a week, you'll hear the latest in science news from Australia and across the globe, in 15 minutes or less. From coral reefs recovering from bleaching,
if the stresses stop and the conditions revert to the normal, the algae can come back and the coral can start to recover.
Monkeypox conspiracy theories.
Chimps aren't even monkeys, they're apes. So this idea that the AstraZeneca vaccine makes chimps sick and therefore would make humans sick is baseless.
To the secrets of nerve pain uncovered by a snail.
So when they were looking at the toxins from these snails, they discovered that the toxins were quite effective at closing off messages that travel through the body.
The Science Briefing. New episodes every Tuesday and Thursday. Download the Listener app now to listen for free, and search The Science Briefing in the Listener app now. Listener.